The officer in charge of the forecasting office of the Ghana Meteorological Agency at airport, Joe Tete Potofi, says domestic flights have been grounded due to low visibility caused by the Harmattan. He also indicated that some foreign flights have had to be grounded. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Potofi said the weather condition has caused the visibility level to drop as low as 500 meters, which is far lower than the normal level of 800 meters. He said the visibility level is expected to clear by next week, so that airlines can return normal operations. He spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
The kind of wind regime that we are having now is from northeasterly winds. And as these northeasterly winds are blowing, because they are coming from the pass through the Sahel Desert, which is dusty, it raises a lot of dust particles into the atmosphere. Now, as the wind is coming, these dust particles settle on us along the coast, along the Guinea coast. So as it is settling on us, it impedes visibility. The particles in the atmosphere inhibit ability of anybody to see. So it reduces the visibility. And one of the cardinal parameters that the aviation industry uses is visibility, to be able to see the runway light and then land. So when the visibility becomes very impaired, then there is no way they will be able to land safely. So yesterday what happened was that under normal circumstances, when we say visibility is okay, then it means we are having 10,000 and above or 5,000 and above. But once you have visibility dropping from 5,000 and below, then there must be a reason why it is dropping. And at the airport here, the threshold for most of the aircraft is 800 meters. So if visibility drops to less than 800 meters, then it becomes a challenge for most of the aircraft to either land or take off. So yesterday what happened was in the morning, visibility dropped to 500 meters and then increased later in the day to 700. So that made the aviation industry to divert most of the flights that are coming in to the neighboring countries. After 1,500, fortunately, it relaxes and visibility went up to 900,000. Meters. And with that 1,000 meters, they were able to come in and then go back.
Okay.
This morning, when we woke up, we realized that visibility drops again to less than 700. It has now picked up at 800 meters. And 800 meters, most of them can either take off or land. So some of them are flying now. Those who cannot take off or land are still grounded.
So how many flights have been grounded so far?
I don't have the statistics. What I can say is that the local flights are not moving.
All the local flights?
Yes, I think so. Because when you go, maybe Kumasi or Lagos, and you are coming back, and the situation has not improved, then it means you cannot come in. So I think they are waiting to get a little improvement before they go and then they come back.
Okay, how about the foreign flights?
Yeah, some of them are taking off. I think Kenya Airways has come in, and then I hope very soon it will be taken off to Liberia and it will come back in the evening.
So with the visibility, are we going to experience this fluctuation and for how long?
Currently, with the system that we are having, this visibility will be with us for the next week, for just about 5-7 days before there will be any improvement. So what will happen is during the day it will be very bad, but during the night it will improve a little. So most of the flights that come in during the night and go out during the night, they will not have any problem.
So what has been done to actually switch the fears of passengers?
The airlines, we have something that we call terminal aerodrome forecast, which is a forecast that we issue, and its validity period is 36 hours. So when you get that forecast, you can plan and see how best you come in and then you go out. So with that one, you can be able to advise your passengers on when to report and when to come to the airport for their journey. We make sure we record the accurate data and we give the data to them, and then they can take the decision based upon the data that we give them.
Mr. Potofi said the effects of the Harmattan should decline by February next year in the southern part of the country. He urged Ghanaians, especially motorists, to be cautious on the road during the Harmattan season. He said food vendors must cover their wells to prevent them from being contaminated.
For the Harmattan to go entirely, especially over the northern part of the country, it will be from February, March, April. So we can give ourselves around March, end to April. That is over the north. Then over the middle belt and then the coastal areas, by January, February ending, getting to March, we can say bye-bye to the Harmattan. But its severity will not persist like this till April. No. It will be very severe now. Definitely it will relax, and then it might come again before it relaxes and then go finally. Not only in the aviation industry that is affected, but also even in our transport industry. Visibility has reduced, and the vehicles that apply our rules cannot see afar. They need to reduce their speed, because if you are speeding and you cannot see ahead of you, before you realize you bump into another vehicle. And the food vendors too, the dust particles are coming. We have what we call the aerosols. Aerosols contain a lot of particles which might be harmful to our health. So there is a need for us to cover our food. food, and we should be able to eat warm food and drink a lot of water, because once the atmosphere is dry, you'll be dehydrated. You have a dry sore throat, so you take a lot of water, and I believe it shall be well with us. Yeah. And also, the relative humidity, you know, the amount of moisture in the atmosphere has also reduced drastically. So it means everything is becoming very dry and drier. So when you expose anything to naked fire, there is no way you can withstand it, because it will really, really burn. We need to be very careful, especially our market women. They must make sure that they put all fire. If possible, they shouldn't expose naked fire in the market.
That was the officer in charge of the forecasting office of the Ghana Meteorological Agency at Airport, Joe Tete Potofi.